call to order the House Committee on Education for the February 14th, 2018. We have only two issues to deal with, and one of them is House Bill 4013, and the other one is House Bill 4044. And so we'll deal with those. And so what we're going to do is open up a work session on House Bill 4044.
Chair Doherty, I move to adopt the dash one amendments.
Okay, Representative Hernandez moves to adopt the dash one amendments. Is there any discussion? Representative Helfrich, and if you want to remind us again what the bill is.
Chair Doherty, Vice Chair Hernandez, Vice Chair Wilson, thank you. My name is Jeff Helfrich, for the record. Last week I introduced House Bill 4044, which directs the Chief Education Officer to conduct a study on recruitment, retention, mentoring, and professional development of educators who serve students in public schools, preschool through grade 12 in the state, who are from student groups that may be at risk for experience achievement gaps when compared to other student groups. The dash one amendment is changing some language. It's line 18 through 21 is a language change. It changes some language to enrolled in early childhood special education services or special education services, as those are termed by ORS 343035, or in line 20, enrolled in talented and gifted programs under ORS 343391.
Okay, so that's the amendment. Okay, any questions about the amendment for Representative Helfrich? This is now or after we adopt the amendment?
You can adopt the amendment.
Okay. Okay, very good. So with that, any other discussion on the dash one amendment? Okay, is there any objection to the dash one amendment? Okay, seeing none, the amendment is adopted. Do I say this now?
Yes.
Or do we have to introduce it first?
So it would be better to say that now to
okay.
Let them know about the fiscal.
Okay. We've been going back and forth with some fiscals, and so initially this had a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, which has been rescinded. It's an explanatory minimum, according to the LFO. It makes one assumption that the Chief Education Office will be funded through the remainder of the biennium. If the Chief Education Office is not funding, nothing in statute will transfer these duties to another office. Assuming the Chief Education Office maintains funding, the bill will have a minimal impact. So there is currently a Special Purpose Appropriation Fund, SPA, in the Chief Education Office, which means it assumes they will get funding. But the legislature hasn't voted on the Special Purpose Appropriation yet. It assumes that a minimal impact because the SPA funding will pass. So that is the explanation that I legally must do. So we are rescinding the it going to Joint Ways and Means.
Okay, I understand that, but the language there bothers me, and this has been checked by our LC?
Yes.
By LC, so legislative, Chair Doherty, Representative
yes.
McLean. So this was language given to me by the Legislative Fiscal Office, LFO,
right.
About the minimal impact.
Well, I mean, you can't put language on the record that basically says something's going to pass in next year's budget. Is it just in this biennium?
So that language did not indicate this would pass. What essentially this language assumes is that this study will only happen if the Chief Education Office continues. That
right.
was what they're clarifying.
After the 2 years, after this biennium?
No, this is for the second part of the biennium.
For the second part.
For just the second part
yes,
of the biennium.
Yes, just for the okay. second part of the biennium.
Did
okay.
you say that?
I just did.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
okay.
good.
Thank you.
Contingent upon funding.
The major thing was that it was being rescinded from going to Ways and Means.
Great way to say it. Contingent on funding.
It is that it's being rescinded.
It should be contingent on funding.
Contingent upon funding. Continued funding for the Chief Education Officer. I think that's what you're trying to
yeah.
understand.
Right, because there is a special fund in there now.
Right.
And that fund would cover this request from Representative Helfrich.
I just want to make sure it gets done.
Yes.
So that's
okay.
All right, Chair Doherty.
I'm not going to jump in this.
I move
I won't
H.
Be here
we're just over here playing.
I'll wait till the class is quiet.
I just want my freshman.
Yeah. We will have time for discussion on this in just a moment.
Chair Doherty, I move HB 4044 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Joint Ways and Means be rescinded.
Okay, Representative Hernandez moves House Bill 4044 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Joint Ways and Means being rescinded. Is there any discussion? Okay, seeing none, the clerk will call the roll, please.
Representative Evans.
Yes.
Representative McClain.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Aye.
Representative Stolman.
Aye.
Representative Springer.
Excused.
Representative Wisman.
Yay.
Vice Chair Hernandez.
Aye.
Vice Chair Wilson.
Yeah.
Chair Doherty.
Aye. Okay, with that, the motion passes, and we will assign Representative Helfrich to carry the bill on the floor. Okay, thank you. Okay, with that, we close the work session on House Bill 4044 and open up a work session on House Bill 4013.
Chair Doherty, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendment.
Okay, Representative Hernandez moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendments. There's discussion. This was a Dash 1 amendments were presented by Representative Parrish, and I appreciate that, because what we did is we took her the initial idea and then just added the words full-time, and that is what the Dash 2 amendment is that the Dash 2 amendments is that a full-time employee of the Secretary of State or the Office of the Treasurer.
So, Madam Chair, I don't actually agree with the Dash 2 amendments. I support a Dash 1 amendment because whether somebody works for the a state agency for 1 hour or 40 hours a week, they're an employee and subject to all rules. And so I thought, you know, after we left the first hearing, and clearly there were people who had strong feelings and felt like this was personal against the current designee of the Secretary of State's office, I thought, well, okay, then let's have it be an employee. But, you know, let the elected officials decide what that looks like for their own agencies. So now that there's a Dash 2, I actually believe what I think the perception is, which is that this is somehow driven at a personal attack on the existing designee. And if you look at some of the testimony that is up on OLIS from people who do not support this bill, I felt like the Dash 1 was a better compromise, and it would continue to give choice to our elected officials whom voters trusted to do their job. And so I'm going to be opposed to the Dash 2 and to the overall bill.
Okay, and the Dash 2 just was to us was reflective of the initial intent of the legislation as presented by Representative or Senator Dembro and others. So that was why we put it in.
So again, going back to the original intent, and I've tried to research this, I don't see any original intent that it had to be a full-time employee, that it couldn't be a quarter-time or a half-time or a three-quarter-time. I think the goal was to have somebody who was a public employee, and so the number of hours or duration of the position should not bear, they are still have to do everything that a public employee would have to do. And so anyway, I disagree, and I do feel now that this is personal. I still don't even understand, if you did not know who the designee was, as you said during the first hearing, how this bill even got to us.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, if not, could you read the roll, please? And this is on the Dash 2 amendment.
Dash 2.
Representative Evans.
Yep.
Representative McClain.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
No.
Representative Stolman.
Aye.
Representative Springer.
Excused.
Representative Wisman.
Courtesy, yes.
Vice Chair Hernandez.
Aye.
Vice Chair Wilson.
No.
Chair Doherty.
Aye. Okay, with that, the Dash 2 amendment is adopted.
Chair Doherty, I move HB 413 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Hernandez moves House Bill 4013 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Evans.
I entered this particular issue relatively open-minded because I was curious as to how we got from here to there. And I just want to say publicly what I reported in a response to one of the folks who came forward, that this was a very challenging, confusing issue. And I actually, because of the testimony, became a yes. So I just want to lay that out there, that I was less than excited by the testimony of not the civilians, citizens coming forward to share their views, but by the professionals in this process.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. Any other discussion? Representative Parrish.
Thank you. So, again, I just want to state for the record now that this is in its full form. You know, the people of this state elect their representatives, and they entrust in them the authority to carry out the job in the way that they see fit. The legislature stepping in and trying to change that, I think, is very disingenuous. I've read some of the testimony that came in on OLIS for people who support, they want educators and things on the board, but the governor's picks are not public employees. The governor's picks do not have an education background. The governor's picks are not subject to anything that a public employee would have to. There's a purpose, I think, in having people not be employees so that we have a very collaborative, citizen-led effort in this state and these governing commissions and boards to help all of us make the right decisions for our constituents. And so to somehow, one, say this has to be employee, now also overlay that it has to be a full-time employee, seems to go against the spirit of our state's system of citizen-driven policymaking. So I'm a no.
Okay, thank you. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am of the same persuasion as Representative Parrish. One thing that I enjoy about my service on this particular committee is I'm not an education insider. I don't have any particular qualifications that will make me a member of the Education Committee other than an intense interest in where we're going in the state with education. And so in looking at the situation as it has been, I have appreciated the fact that Secretary Richardson could have a person operating in this position who is not an education insider, who certainly is passionate, brings a different perspective to the whole process, and that resounds with me. And so that's why I'll be a no vote today.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? Representative McLean.
Well, this was an unusual bill for me, too, but the reason that I'm a yes is because when I listened to the testimony that talked about the original work, they were looking for expertise from the Treasurer's office, and they were looking for expertise from the Secretary of State's office. And it said the actual person or their designee. And when I think about a designee, I don't think of somebody who's a part-time. I think of somebody who, you know, might be second in charge. And even though I agree that it's important for us to give flexibility to our elected officials on decisions that are for their offices, this was specifically for and says either the treasurer or designee, and it says Secretary of State or designee. And to me, that means someone who is really an expert in that office, and I doubt that a person working for 1 or 2 hours is going to be the expert and is going to be second in command or is going to be someone that would actually bring the kind of information they were looking for on civics or financial education. And the other ones that were brought on by the governor, I mean, it's supposed to be a variety, but those were specialized and were noted as being specialized. And I think we need a lot of folks. I think that Representative Wilson does a great job on this committee. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for us to have a wide variety of folks on any committee. But thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? Representative Hernandez?
Chair Doherty. You know, like others have as well, I came into this open-minded, and I thought the testimony and presentations that we received was very unprofessional in many ways. But at the same time, I also started to think about the original intent of this issue and started to think about the importance of financial literacy, the importance of civics, and how we've had conversations on the House floor on bills that try to address these issues, and whether or not the State Board of Education, and this is a larger analysis I have, of are these positions even useful in that on the State Board of Education to help improve civics or financial literacy? And if it was up to me, I would probably not even have the Treasury Department or the Secretary of State have an appointee on the Board of Education. But obviously, to go to the intent, I would want a professional. I would want a serious person who's full-time be part of that process. And that's why I'm supportive of the bill.
Thank you. Representative Parrish.
Thank you. So I'm trying to also go through some older history of people who've attended some of these meetings. I have not been able to come up with, and maybe somebody can and point me to it, previous secretaries of states and previous treasurers who have fulfilled the original intent, if that was to provide civics education expertise and financial expertise to the State Board of Education in that specific capacity. That is not what previous minutes from other meetings that I've been able to find. So I think somewhere along the lines, long prior to the current officers who hold those two jobs, that got waylaid a long time ago. So again, I just, sometimes original intent, things evolve. And to think that the same thing that we do 10 years ago or 15 years ago, today's education world has rapidly changed. It continues to change. I want good parents and families and people to come to these boards and bring all of the concerns to the educator side. But we also have parents who are, you know, if you look at some of the people who are on the board right now, they don't actually really make up the parent community. So I appreciate that there is an active, vocal parent who is not in my political affiliation on that board advocating for kids. And I think that the position, we might want to come back in a subsequent session and really define what the roles of that ed board look like, because there is not enough parent voice in that mix. We're customers of the system, taxpayers, and I don't think parents in the state are getting good value when you look at our education outcome.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none. Matt, could you read the roll, please?
Representative Evans.
Yes.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
No.
Representative Stolman.
Yes.
Representative Springer.
Excused.
Representative Wiseman.
Courtesy, yes.
Vice Chair Hernandez.
Aye.
Vice Chair Wilson.
No.
Chair Doherty.
Aye. Okay, with that, the motion passes. Representative Evans, would you like to carry the bill?
Sure.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, with that, we close a work session on House Bill 4013. And I do believe that until we get things over from the Senate side, we have finished the House obligations. So with that, I adjourn the House Committee on Education. Thank you very much.